The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, April 22nd, episode 1641 of the Wake Up Crew. I'm John Dinkins, along with Brian Barrett, and Earth Day is today. You know how I know that?
How?
Because there's a little globe up here at the top of my page.
Oh, you noticed my emoji.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Thanks.
And MTE is going to have a special on the square Saturday from 10 to 2.
We have an emoji of the week now, and we don't ever talk about it.
Well, I talked about it today.
Okay.
Jeez. Let's see what the emoji is tomorrow.
It's the emoji of the week.
Oh, okay. All right. So no change. Okay, so we'll have to talk about it that much. Anyway, they're going to have free fun for the whole family up on the square on the 26th. We'll talk about that again in just a minute. Plus, it's Taco Tuesday today.
You don't say.
And I always make a little contribution to Taco Tuesday. Now, you're going to have to do the snack food report yourself.
Oh, gross.
What do you mean? You do a good job with the snack food report. And then Dalton gets mad when he comes back and you've already read some of the stuff that he's got out. So.
And then you don't pay attention to it.
You ever wonder what they do at Costco? By the way, before I go into that, I don't think we do enough. We do have news, weather, and traffic and all that during the hour.
Sure.
So I sometimes feel like we cheat because we don't say enough about the weather or anything like that, but. Going to be a little rain maybe Wednesday and Thursday this week, but anyway,
yeah,
that's all we're going to say. But
we'll leave it up to the professionals.
But the weather, the temperatures are starting to get a little more seasonal, aren't they?
Well, you know, when you get past April 15th, usually you're done with the frost.
Yeah,
planting usually starts
it's time to plant some maters, isn't it? May.
Yeah.
Is it May?
I think a lot of people have already got them going in
some
containers.
Some people tell me to wait till May, but I don't know. I've quit trying to plant tomatoes.
I have too. I love them.
I do too. I just go to the Agri Center and Lane Agriculture Center and go over there or go to
on the square.
Got a little nice little place out there. Bolden's have a nice little place out there by on Rockville that I go to. Well, anyway. Costco, do you know what they do with the rolls and everything that they do? You know, the muffins and the bread and all that?
After it's out of date or whatever?
Yeah, they take it to a charity, but they do that with just about everything. Their meats and everything, they ship it to them and that kind of thing. And what I was impressed with, they don't want anybody really to make a big deal out of it that they donate. So that's a nice thing that they do.
I know a lot of the grocery stores do that with here locally, you know, Publix and Kroger and, you know.
Senior centers. They take them to senior centers.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, you know, when I was on the Salvation Army advisory board, we would get things from Kroger and, you know, they would
be
able to do that
for them.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I think 12 years is probably long enough.
Okay. Well, do you know why McDonald's doesn't sell onion rings?
No, I'm kind of curious as to why.
Well, they used to sell in 1975 to 1985, they sold onion nuggets, and they were really good.
I don't remember them.
And I remember, I think it was Zaxby's maybe, that used to sell the little onion, onion petals they called them.
Okay.
And they were really good. But anyway, they don't sell them now because they don't feel they're cost effective. Because if you sell onion rings, you won't buy as many of their French fries. And they want to keep the menu a little bit more slimmer.
Well, I would not as
diversified.
I would think French fries are probably cheaper too than onion rings.
Well, they didn't say that, but you may be right there. And but they're known for their fries, so they just stick with that. So
well, a lot of like Burger King, they've introduced this thing where you can get like half and half. You can get onion rings and fries together.
Right. Yeah.
And they have the chicken fries. They've got the mozzarella sticks and all that stuff. And Arby's is kind of the same way. They kept their crinkle
cut. But
their
fries aren't as famous as McDonald's. You know, like everybody loves McDonald's fries, I guess.
True. Arby's has the crinkle cut, though.
There's one thing I want to talk about that you and I I could not believe this happened, but we were at a ball game the other night, and we got a Zaxby's chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first crispy chicken sandwich I've ever gotten from Zaxby's, and you too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't even know they had it.
They were great.
Yeah, they were really good.
Just couldn't believe it, and you would think two guys, especially of our stature, would have had a crispy chicken sandwich from Zaxby's, but it didn't happen.
No, never had.
Well, we're going to talk more about food because it is Taco Tuesday. Coming up is the weather. It's 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll see isolated showers and storms with partly sunny skies, a high of 79. A low around 57 tonight and mostly cloudy. Then for Wednesday, isolated showers and storms back in the forecast, mostly sunny as we reach a high of 82. Passing clouds forecast into Wednesday night with a low around 60. Showers and storms likely Thursday with a high of 81. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 57 degrees.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit murfreesborofuneralhome.com.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
I'm meteorologist Ray Miller from News Radio WGNS with a reminder that you can download the Weatherology app on your phone for the forecast at your fingertips. We can even send weather bulletins directly to your phone. Download the Weatherology app today. It's free in the App Store.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
In the NBA playoffs, the Clippers are tied at a game apiece in their first-round series after winning at Denver 105-102. Kawhi Leonard scored 39 points. He started 12 of 13 shooting from the floor. Earlier, Detroit evened its first-rounder at a game apiece, winning at New York 100-94. 33 points for Cade Cunningham. For the Pistons franchise, this is their first playoff victory since 2008. In the NHL postseason, home overtime wins for Dallas and Washington, narrow victories for Winnipeg and L.A. The Kings open their first-round series with a wild 6-5 win over Edmonton on a goal in the final minute. Seattle fired coach Dan Bylsma after one season. The Philadelphia Eagles gave Pro Bowl center Cam Jurgens a 4-year extension. And in baseball, the Mets won their fifth straight 5-4 over Philadelphia. Atlanta sent St. Louis to a fifth straight loss 7-6.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back. It's Earth Day here on the Wake Up Crew. Earth Day everywhere, but especially here on the Wake Up Crew.
On Earth.
And we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who has a big hand in it because they're going to have their Rutherford County 24th Annual Earth Day celebration this Saturday April 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. They'll provide free, listen to this, free hot dogs and popcorn.
Free?
If that's not enough, they'll have electric griddle food truck where we'll serve up free gourmet grilled cheese.
Free?
Free. And then the fun is free.
How about that?
For the whole family, April 26th on the square. For more information, go to rcearthday.com. That's going to be great. I hope the weather's good. I hope the weather's good for that.
Yeah. Me
so,
too.
Yeah. We've got some ball games that are kind of in question this week too. So
I know.
I don't even want to think about it. Do you?
Nope.
Charlotte P is today's good neighbor of the day. Speaking of softball, for the help she gives to so many at Oakland on and off the field. She's an outstanding softball coach. They're having a good year too, by the way. And an A-plus math teacher. Charlotte P is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. You know, Charlotte is an Oakland graduate.
Sure.
You were an Oakland graduate. Why is she good in math and you're not?
Oh, well, I don't know. Just wasn't my gift.
Well, you had Randy King.
That could explain it.
No, Randy was a good teacher.
No, he was really a good teacher. I just didn't understand.
Just not your cup of tea, is it?
Quadratic equations and whatever.
Well, Charlotte's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Guess who taught me geometry?
Geometry? Mm-hmm. Chuck Harder.
No.
No?
Dallas Hill.
Dallas Hill taught you geometry.
When he was at Oakland, yeah.
Wow.
I had Chuck Carter for 4 years for science, though.
Dallas is smart. Dallas is a smart guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good golfer, evidently.
Apparently so.
Well, he could play some softball, I can tell you that. I witnessed that. He could hit the ball. Randy King, you know, I've mentioned many times, the greatest softball player I've ever seen. And I don't know that Randy's ever heard me say that, but I will vouch. I saw him bat 4 times, and I went, I'm greatest softball player I ever saw.
I think there's one still in the air going through Auburn Town right now.
It's on Samsonite Boulevard heading out toward 231.
Well, if you want to send in your good neighbors, text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. You can get in a good neighbor just like Miss Charlotte P., today's good neighbor of the day. Well, today is National Jelly Bean Day, School Bus Drivers Day, so we salute all of them. But it's also Earth Day as well, John.
Well, it's time for our song of the day. This is from John Mayer. It's called Waiting on the World to Change in honor of Earth Day.
We keep waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting on the world to change. It's hard to beat the system.
That's a good song. That's John Mayer, Waiting on the World to Change. That's our Earth Day song today, our song of the day. Coming up, it's 6:24 here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay right here.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quaker Oaks.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. A 19-year-old has died after a boating accident in Decatur County. The TWRA says Austin Perry of Bath Springs was on board a vessel with 3 other individuals when he was injured after leaving the boat. The incident occurred near the Eagle's Nest area in Decatur County. The incident remains under investigation and marks the 4th boating-related fatality in Tennessee this year. Vandals strike a popular Nashville landmark. The I Believe in Nashville mural, painted in the 12th South District, was damaged early Monday. Someone sprayed black paint through the center of the mural, destroying it. No arrests have been made, and police are said to be working with local businesses to review security camera footage. The art has been the backdrop of countless photos since its creation in 2012. It was damaged once in 2017, but quickly repaired. More news in 30 seconds.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The fish are frying this week in Paris. The 72nd annual World's Biggest Fish Fry is taking place now through April 27th there in Henry County. It's a celebration of Henry County's rich fishing heritage. The event draws a huge crowd each year, including visitors from all over the region. It includes a parade, carnival rides, live music, and plenty of activities for this beloved tradition. And the main event, of course, is the Fish Fry Tent. That's where you can find all-you-can-eat catfish, served Wednesday through Sunday this week during this event. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 on the Wake Up Crew. Good neighbor events coming up, and we'll have Rewind as well. Another check of the forecast and our first look at traffic. Also today in history as well. And Brian is feverishly working on the snack food report that's coming up during the 7 o'clock hour.
Already forgotten again.
See? All right, there you go. Well, you know, the disaster movies were big in the 90s, remember?
Yes.
The Titanic and all the... Well, here are the top 10 90s movies, disaster movies. Are
See,
you ready?
I like the disaster movies, and Dalton and the kids, they never really cared about...
Really?
Yeah, like... What was I can't remember. I told you I'm terrible at this, but the one where there was the Ice Age or whatever in New York and they were hiding down.
Let me see if it's on here.
Okay.
All right. Number 10. Did you see this one in 1998? Godzilla.
Yes. Now he likes the Godzilla movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Number 9, Dante's Peak. That was with Pierce Brosnan, I think.
Yes.
It's about a volcano.
Uh-huh. That was a really good movie, I thought.
1997. Here's one of my favorite. It's really kind of corny if you think about it, but the music was good. Armageddon, 1998. That's with Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck.
Was Tommy Lee Jones in that one?
No.
That wasn't the one.
He was in that cowboy.
Oh, yeah. Space Cowboys.
Yeah. Number 7, Deep Impact. Now, that was Morgan Freeman was the president, and Elijah Wood... escaped and the world was coming to an end.
I remember that.
Number 6. Now, I think Dalton liked this one, Independence Day. No, he didn't like it, but he liked the president in it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's with Will Smith.
Probably, what was it, Bill Paxton? He played the president?
No, that was not Bill Paxton.
No, it wasn't.
He was. Now I can't think of his name.
I can't think of his name now either.
Number 5, Volcano. That's with Tommy Lee Jones.
Maybe that's the one I was thinking of, too.
And number 4, this is one that a lot of people don't realize, Daylight. It was a kind of a renaissance movie for Sylvester Stallone. He was trying to recover some of the acting promise he showed before losing himself to 80s. He plays an emotionally wounded former EMS chief, and it was a really good movie. It was surprising.
I don't remember.
I think they're
that
stuck
one.
In a cave or something like that.
Bill Pullman, by
Bill
the way.
Bill Pullman, yeah. Let me see. I think Daylight was. Well, it keeps skipping on me, so I can't look it up. But we'll move on here. Number where am I at? Number 3. Yeah, number 3 is Outbreak. Now I don't know that I remember that one. I think that's the one about the disease. It was kind of similar to the COVID pandemic, I think, is what happened there.
Yeah, it was from 1995, and these doctors are trying to find a cure for a virus, and they have to get it from Africa to North America and that kind of thing.
Is Mark Ham... Mark... can't think of his name either. It's spreading now.
Dustin Hoffman was in that
one. Yeah, that's right.
And Morgan Freeman.
Number 2 is Twister.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hoping I get to number 1 before this internet fades out on me. Number one was Titanic, 1997.
I mean, it was a big hit.
Certainly was.
I didn't like it as well.
Titanic.
Yeah,
no,
it was too long. Well, it seemed to me
that love story was kind of a little much, but music was good in it.
That's true.
But Twister was good. Twister was real good.
Have you seen the new Twister?
No, I have not. Going too soon.
Yeah, I loved it.
All right, time for Today in History.
Turn to Turner Security. Get back in time.
All right, let's see. 1823, R.J. Tyres patents the roller skate.
What a cool name to patent a roller skate, Tyres.
Only you would come up with that. T-Y-E-R-S, Tyres. 1914, Babe Ruth's first professional game as a pitcher. He had a six to nothing win. 1954, NBA adopts the 24-second shot clock and the 16 foul rule. That happened a lot earlier than people think it did.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that long ago.
In 1969, the first human eye transplants performed. I think they had the first heart transplant too in 69.
Probably.
In 1976, Barbara Walters becomes the first female U.S. nightly network news anchor.
And I'm Barbara Walters, and this is 2020.
This is 2020.
That was actually after she was the network news anchor.
Mm-hmm.
She got fired, didn't she, or released?
I think so.
1979, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards give a benefit concert in Canada.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black. Flowers and my love hope never to come back.
And in 1991, Johnny Carson announces he'll retire next year from The Tonight Show. And that's going to be it for Today in History. Brandon Brooks standing by, 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
April 22nd, 1971.
I'm writing this down.
The release of the Merle Haggard album, Hag.
It's the way of mine.
His fifth number one album.
Just what I'm thinking.
This date in 1988.
I wish I was as weird as you.
The release of the family horror movie,
Thanks.
Lady in White.
Over here, child.
And April 22nd, 2013.
Hey, look beyond to tell me what's that you see.
Singer-songwriter Richie Havens died of a heart attack.
Looks like handsome Johnny with a flintlock in his hand.
He was 72.
Freedom, freedom.
I'm Brendan Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Freedom.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll see isolated showers and storms with partly sunny skies, a high of 79. A low around 57 tonight and mostly cloudy. Then for Wednesday, isolated showers and storms back in the forecast. Mostly sunny as we reach a high of 82. Passing clouds forecast into Wednesday night with a low around 60. Showers and storms likely Thursday with a high of 81. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 57 degrees.
Good morning. It's trying to pick up just a little bit more in Wilson County, the Mount Juliet area, coming westbound on I-40, continuing on into Hermitage. Still moving right now, 24, as it gets a little bit heavier in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. On 24 westbound, passing 840, all that traffic making its way towards the Antioch area. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has live entertainment every Wednesday night. Starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Check it out online today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today, 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. This Saturday is Earth Day. I want to keep reminding you of that one. Don't miss it. Earth Day. Put that on your calendar. That is a must-attend event. And it's all free. Remember, the Red Cross is critically low on blood. Give the gift of life at the Red Cross. Want to remind you, the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast is Thursday, May 1st, 6:30 in the morning at MTSU's Student Union Building Ballroom. That's Thursday morning, May 1st. But you need to get the tickets now. You can do it online at Greenhouse Ministries website. The Mayor's Prayer Breakfast, Thursday morning, May 1st. Saturday brings the Murfreesboro Breakfast Rotary Club's annual Borough Barbecue Fest. It's over at Hop Springs. That's the Borough Barbecue Fest this Saturday. Plus, Saturday is Cannonsburg's Pioneer Days. So two more events not to miss this Saturday. The Rotary Club's Borough Barbecue Fest at Hop Springs and Cannonsburg's Pioneer Days. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
McCabe Vision Center.
That's what it is cataracts, because it's sort of like a film or...
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
How did you know something was going on?
I had problems driving at night. If I was hitting oncoming traffic, it blinded me, essentially. I had trouble seeing people's features if they were standing with the light behind them.
McCabe Vision Center.
I don't wear my glasses anymore. This is amazing for me because I've worn glasses since junior high, and now I don't have to.
Murfreesboro residents, did you know our city could receive $175 per person each year in state funding? That's why it's important to participate in the special census. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. Listing everyone in your household helps us qualify for more funding to improve roads, parks, and other services. Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com or use the prepaid envelope you'll receive in the mail.
Count me in.
Hey, count me in.
And count me in too.
No new taxes, no cost to you, just more to Murfreesboro. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Folks, you can go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. It's about 6:40 here on the Wake Up Crew. And this is the time that we have our dad joke of the day. Daryl Rigsby, three great days in a row. I think we have a newcomer in this one. Oh, not a newcomer, but we haven't heard from him in a while.
An old-timer? Is that what you said?
Well, no, I didn't say old-timer. Don't put words in my mouth. We haven't heard from him in a while.
That's true. Rob Mitchell has sent in today's dad joke of the day submission.
Is it about money? Is it a money joke?
It is not.
Okay.
Okay. It is not. Guy goes to the doctor's office. He has a carrot stuck in his nose, a stalk of celery in his right ear, and asparagus in his left ear.
Oh, no.
The doctor looks at him and says, "I don't think you're eating right."
I like that. That was really good.
That is a good joke.
That may be one of the all-time highs, even higher than one of yours.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, Rob ought to be a comedian. Man, I gave it a five for
sure. It's a five for me.
Absolutely. 6:41, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. The Vatican says Pope Francis' coffin will be brought to St. Peter's Basilica for public viewing tomorrow, and a funeral will be held there Saturday. Then, the conclave to choose a new pope.
Louisiana priest Peter Mangum.
He has made such an influence in the church that the next pope will have to just naturally incorporate some of the teachings of Pope Francis into the new papacy.
Harvard is suing the Trump administration over its $2.2 billion funding freeze. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Harvard is basing its complaint on First Amendment grounds. The government is infringing on its right to embrace whatever scholarship it wishes to teach, which amounts to viewpoint discrimination.
New numbers on anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S., the Anti-Defamation League's Rachel Sass.
Over the past 10 years, we've recorded an almost 900% increase.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Firefighters with Murfreesboro's Fire and Rescue Department acted quickly to contain a residential fire early Sunday morning on Britannia Way in a growing subdivision just off Central Valley Road. Once outside Murfreesboro city limits, the area has seen significant development, making swift emergency responses increasingly vital. Engine 7 was first on the scene and found the house filled with smoke. Firefighters located and extinguished the fire in a bedroom within moments, preventing it from spreading further. Thanks to the prompt response, the home suffered only minimal damage and no injuries were reported. Multiple units, including Ladder 6, Ladder 8, Rescue 4, Safety 1, and Safety 2, and Battalion Chief 2, responded to the call. The cause of the blaze is currently under investigation by the Fire Marshal's Office. While emergency crews worked diligently to protect homes in Murfreesboro, drivers in Rutherford County were treated to another kind of relief, dropping gas prices. According to AAA, Tennessee now ranks second in the nation for cheapest gas, trailing only Mississippi. In Rutherford County, which includes Murfreesboro and Smyrna, average prices hover around $2.58 per gallon, a full 12 cents below the state average. That puts the county ninth among all 95 Tennessee counties for affordable fuel, compared to Nashville at $2.76 per gallon and Williamson County at a high of $3.18 per gallon. Local drivers are seeing significant savings at the pump. Diesel prices are also down, averaging $3.31, a 50-cent drop from last year, placing Tennessee 14th nationwide in diesel affordability. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
It's the Doug Young Educator of the Month from News Radio, WGNS, and City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street. This month, we're proudly spotlighting Dr. Davola Span Mormon, Special Education Supervisor with Rutherford County Schools.
I come from a family of educators, and I have always had a helping spirit and mentality. I am blessed to be able to help and work with students and families from all walks of life.
She has a heart for service and a passion for students.
Sometimes we forget to laugh and stop and enjoy the small things in life. Kids have a way of reminding you to not sweat the small stuff and to just enjoy life as it is.
Every day, Dr. Mormon finds joy in making a difference.
Seeing all of my students graduate from high school and being productive citizens, especially those with disabilities who have had to overcome so many obstacles.
That's our Educator of the Month, Dr. Davola Span Mormon. Nominate a teacher at WGNSradio.com/educator. It's the Doug Young Educator of the Month from City Tile and Floor Covering.
When it comes to your home, memories and sentimental value are priceless. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. That's Farrah Construction. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Vera Construction Company.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Dr. Toby Schultz with St. Thomas Medical Partners talks about e-cigarettes.
So when my patients come in and they want to take that big step to stop smoking and they want help, they say, well, I started smoking e-cigarettes instead. And I encourage their efforts, but I say, you can swap to e-cigarettes, but we still have to have a stop date because it has been shown to be a little less toxic, but the key there is less toxic, not non-toxic. Kids that have just started smoking e-cigarettes may be the ones that end up being the guinea pigs later down to say, well, maybe their cancer came from this because they haven't ever smoked a regular cigarette, but they smoke these. You know, cigarettes are related to just about every kind of cancer known to man, not just lung cancer.
We hear so much about secondhand smoke. Is this a problem with e-cigarettes?
It more than likely is because it heats up the solution that they use and it turns it into a vapor. The vapor has very, very tiny particles. Tiny particles are the more toxic ones because they can get really further into the lungs and into the tiny part of the lungs and can cause more problems later. That's where your body exchanges oxygen. That's how you breathe. So when that gets clogged up with tiny particles of solvents, that's not good.
That's Dr. Toby Schultz with information you need about e-cigarettes from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 on The Wake Up Crew. You're listening to the Good Neighbor Station.
GNS.
And I've got some good neighbor news to report.
Let's see. Good neighbor news.
What are you going to add then?
Let's go with this.
La, 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 la.
That sounds good neighbor-y.
La, 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 la. Okay. A pet tortoise was found after the tornado in Mississippi. Tortoise was gone, and he showed up, finally. That's been a while.
Well, yeah.
You know?
It's been a couple of weeks, for sure.
Did you see him? No, never mind. Okay.
Flying through the air.
Torpedo baseball bats have been sent a Pennsylvania factory into overdrive. Now, let me explain what a torpedo bat is.
I'm not familiar.
The Yankees used them in the first series against their first series, and they hit like 12 home runs.
Yeah. Wasn't there a call for them to be banned?
But they're
stuff?
Not illegal. They're all right to use. Now I don't know if anybody's. So a lot of people are ordering them now, but I haven't heard any more about it since then. But this factory in Pennsylvania they're going nuts because they're wanting these orders in. All these baseball players. You know, a baseball player orders like 12 bats at one time. You know, or more. So
Louisville Slugger has been the golden standard, right, I guess. Right.
And Harry Potter is coming up with an HBO series. So not a movie, but a series.
I heard about that somewhere.
And they've got all the characters coming back, but they're different people because some of them have passed away.
Yeah.
And so they're creating new characters. They have not figured out who Harry Potter is going to be, though. Who's playing Harry Potter?
I understand. What's her name? Tolkien, the writer.
Uh-huh.
That she's writing this series too.
Yeah. So that should be exciting. And of course you heard about the space flight with Gail King Katy Perry, the women that went up in space for 11 minutes or whatever.
Or CBS was all over it that day.
And the thing about that, there are people out there that are going, that didn't really happen. You know? So
I'm not sure that it didn't happen, but I mean,
are you going to say something controversial?
Well,
right
no,
now?
I just thought it was very funny that Katy Perry kisses the ground when she gets back. It's like you went in 11 minutes. It's like a carnival ride.
Well, yeah, but now, come but, on, be honest. If you were picked and you...
I wouldn't go.
Uh-huh, that's what I'm saying. So that's probably the overreaction. It was a little bit of an overreaction to her, but I think... Well, that's just people hating on Katy Perry,
well,
I think.
Probably.
You know,
yeah.
Kind of like you. But,
no, I'm not hating. I just thought it was kind of funny that she did that.
Well, I mean, it was 11 minutes. Would you not be frightened?
I'm telling you, I mean,
wouldn't
do it.
You just compared it to a carnival ride. Come on, dude. Now, come on. Would you not be?
I don't get on carnival rides
yeah,
either.
Uh-huh. So there you go. I'm just thinking that might be a little bit scary at times. Gail King was happy about it. There was three other people on it, wasn't there? Or five or six of them?
Wasn't it Jeff Bezos' girlfriend or something on there,
so.
Too?
I think that's right, yeah.
I can't remember all of them.
So my point is, what did they get out of that? I mean, Katy Perry's made some kind of big speech about it, and it was, you know, great experience.
I mean, I don't know how many billions of dollars it cost to launch the rocket for 11 minutes and come back down.
Yeah.
But Blue Horizon is kind of taking it on the chin because they were the ones that took the astronauts up to the space station but couldn't get them back down.
Yeah.
So I think they're trying to do that for publicity.
But they
and
got
things.
Them back down in 11 minutes.
Yeah.
You know,
I bet
crazy.
Butch Wilmore wishes it was 11 minutes and not a year.
Well, it's Earth Day today, Brian. And
it
but
is.
Not only is it Earth Day, it's birthday day.
Birthday day?
Birthday day.
Anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
This is going to be special for you, I can already tell.
All right, here we go. Robert Oppenheimer, American theoretical physicist known as the father of the atomic bomb, had the movie about it.
And I fell asleep during it. I never do that.
I would have too. I haven't seen it, but I'm just not. I'm not into war. I'm not a big. You're more of a war movie than I am.
Yeah.
But this really wasn't war. I mean, it was, but
a lot of
dialogue, wasn't it?
Very much.
Yeah.
And it was just boring, I thought.
Wow. Jeez. Don't guess I'll go see that one. 1906, Eddie Albert, American actor. He played in a lot of movies, but known for Green Acres.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me.
He was a very talented actor. He could sing. Could
is
dance.
That him singing?
Yeah.
Okay.
He could sing and dance.
Just give me that countryside.
In 1923, Betty Page, American pinup model, considered the queen of pinups and the dark angel, born in Nashville, Tennessee. It's kind of hard to me to get serious when you're playing Green Acres,
Green Acres.
Behind me. Okay. Nothing here because in 1936.
This is why this is special.
The great late Glenn Campbell was born, American actor and singer.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising.
I just think
she'll
I'll let it play.
The note I left
you want me to let this one play throughout the rest now?
1937, Jack Nicholson, American actor, born in Neptune City, New Jersey. And made it a movie in a while. He's 82 now.
You can't handle the truth.
Scary. Need to send you up in a spacecraft. 1950, Peter Frampton, guitarist, vocalist, born in Kent, England.
Wanna tell you I love you when
that brings back memories for me.
Yeah.
Wanna be with
slow
you
dancing
night,
at the Holiday Inn. Okay. And 1979, Daniel Johns, Australian musician of Silverchair. And local birthdays today, if I could get them all in here. George Pope, Dale Taylor, Grace Williver, and Kathy Daniel.
Those are the names we have now. If you want to add yours to the list, we'll announce it at 8 o'clock and give away some banana pudding from Slick Pig to somebody.
And it's 6:55 here on The Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll see isolated showers and storms with partly sunny skies, a high of 79. A low around 57 tonight and mostly cloudy. Then for Wednesday, isolated showers and storms back in the forecast. Mostly sunny as we reach a high of 82. Passing clouds forecast into Wednesday night with a low around 60. Showers and storms likely Thursday with a high of 81. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 57 degrees.
Middle Tennessee Electric presents the 24th Annual Earth Day Celebration, Saturday, April 26th, 10 to 2, on the Murfreesboro Square. Check out the Kids Zone, hands-on games and activities. It's free fun for the whole family, April 26th on the square. Check out rcearthday.com.
Good morning. Just a few minutes ago, there was a couple of cars up against the wall out in Antioch, 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. Starting to get busy now, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through Antioch. I can also see some traffic volume developing up through Spring Hill on 65 northbound as you work your way past 840, coming up through that southern portion of Williamson County. Hey, if you recently suffered some hail or storm damage to your roof and it's now starting to leak, call Independent Roofing Specialist. Check out irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Play an old guitar, I'm dying half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy. It's another video game to screen shocker, and we're not talking about that episode of The Last of Us.
I saved your life.
What life?
Yeah, that was brutal. It's big business, these games, as we know from the success of a Minecraft movie, Super Mario Brothers, and shows like The Last of Us and Fallout. Now, we're hearing there's a movie version in the works of Sega's iconic video game, Outrun. Oh, take me back. Michael Bay would direct, and Sidney Sweeney is attached only as a producer, for now. Now, Outrun was one of the biggest games of the 1980s. It even spun off its own electronic music genre called, what else? Outrun. No word yet on a release date. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
2 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, we've got news at the top of the hour, and congratulations goes to Charlotte P., today's good neighbor of the day, for the help she gives to so many at Oakland on and off the field. She's an outstanding softball coach and an A-plus math teacher. Charlotte's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
That is today's good neighbor of the day. Congrats to Charlotte. Well deserved. And if you want to send in a good neighbor to us, here's what you need to do. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or go to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. That's the easiest way to get them in. Now, we had someone call the station and Scott took down the information. Melissa can do that too. So we need a name, address, phone number, and a sentence why. But this is the easiest way to do it. You can get to it through the submit section of our website as well, WGNSradio.com.
The Murfreesboro Special Census takes just 2 minutes and brings millions in funding to the city. Fill out a mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. Firefighters are also knocking on doors to help Murfreesboro grow. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Drive carefully out there, and but please, please, please get up. It's time to go to work.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
A papal funeral Saturday.
The impact this man had, people felt hugged by him.
Defense Secretary under fire.
White House officials insist the Pentagon boss is not going anywhere.
Religion versus education at the Supreme Court.
What type of information public schools can provide to children?
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. Pope Francis will lie in state at St. Peter's Basilica starting tomorrow. The public will be able to pay respects until his funeral on Saturday. Our team coverage begins with CBS News correspondent Seth Doan.
Clergy and Vatican insiders got a private chance to pay their respects to Francis. This intimate service was held in a chapel at the Santa Marta, the simple Vatican hotel where Pope Francis lived and died. American Cardinal Kevin Farrell blessed Francis's body and presided over the traditional sealing of the Pope's official residence. Farrell is the so-called Camerlengo and is in charge of the church until the next Pope is chosen.
There is a sense of a void that is somehow going to have to be filled.
John Allen is the editor of Crux, a news site specializing in the Catholic Church. He notes in those meetings starting this morning, nearby cardinals will soon be joined by those from around the world.
The really important part of these meetings begin when cardinals begin giving programmatic talks about where they believe the church stands and what the profile of the man is needed to carry it forward. Now, let's be clear. These are not the Iowa caucuses. Nobody's going to be standing up barnstorming on behalf of their preferred candidate. But this is as close to political sausage grinding as we're going to get.
St. Peter's Square has been filled with people paying tribute to the Pope. Reporter Rich Lamb is there.
Rivers of pilgrims, some led by a crossbearer, are flowing down the Via della Conciliazione here into St. Peter's Square. It's a vast human tribute to the late Pope Francis. The people have come to say farewell to a Pope who in life, to his last day, showed his love to be among the people.
Rich Lamb for CBS News, the Vatican.
President Trump says he and the First Lady will attend the Pope's funeral, but in this country, investors have responded to Trump's trade war and his harsh criticism of the Federal Reserve Chairman with another day of heavy losses. Trump calls Fed Chair Jerome Powell a major loser for not lowering interest rates, and he says he wants him out. More from CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The Federal Reserve is supposed to be an independent agency. It was created by Congress in 1913. Why is that so important? Because we want the Federal Reserve, the nation's central bank, not to be pushed around by politicians. We have a real crisis of confidence. Right now, there is a trade that is going on, not just selling stocks, but also selling the U.S. dollar. U.S. dollar fell to its lowest level in 3 years. Usually when you have tariffs, the dollar rises. This tells us that the international community is selling America.
On Wall Street, futures are higher ahead of the opening bell. The president has encouraged foreign companies to invest in the U.S. The Swiss drug maker Roche says it will spend $50 billion over the next 5 years here to create 12,000 jobs for high-tech research and development and manufacturing in California, Indiana, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania. The defense secretary is on the offense, attacking the media and what he says are disgruntled former Pentagon employees trying to sabotage him. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has the latest on Pete Hegseth and the fallout from the Signal chat on strategy in Yemen that included family members and his attorney.
President Trump is standing by his defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, amid fresh scrutiny of the Pentagon chief.
He's doing a great job.
This time, it's revelations the secretary used his personal phone to share details about impending strikes in Yemen. The Pentagon doesn't deny the reports, but says no classified information was shared. The new pressure on Hegseth comes as three of his top aides were fired on Friday amid a leak investigation at the Defense Department. But the men claim the attacks against them are baseless, writing they still have not been told what exactly we were investigated for. Meanwhile, the president is defending Hegseth's moves.
You know, he was put there to get rid of a lot of bad people, and that's what he's doing.
It's 5 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but
but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today from three Maryland couples who say their religious rights were violated when they weren't allowed to pull their children out of Montgomery County public school programs that include books with positive portrayals of LGBTQ characters. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
The parents said that, quote, "This program is a textbook interference with the free exercise of religion." But the lower court didn't see it as such, and neither did Thomas Taylor, who's the superintendent for schools. He basically says the parents must show that either they or their children are being coerced to change their religious beliefs or practice because the children are exposed to such books.
The Trump administration has cut or threatened to cut funding for colleges and universities that don't meet its demands for things like curriculum changes and eliminating DEI programs. Now one school is fighting back. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Harvard University has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration, alleging that it unlawfully froze billions in federal funding. The school's president says the university is taking action after the administration announced an initial funding freeze of $2.2 billion and later signaled its intention to suspend an additional $1 billion in grants. In a letter to Harvard earlier this month, Trump's administration called for broad government and leadership reforms at the university, as well as changes to its admissions policies. The school said it would not adhere to the demands.
Today's Earth Day comes with environmentalists facing some of the strongest challenges ever from the Trump administration, which has been cutting rules, regulations, and funding to combat climate change while promoting the use of fossil fuels instead of clean energy. CBS News national environmental correspondent David Schechter.
A year ago, the country was on a trajectory to really begin attacking climate change with billions of dollars of investment and a lot of government focus from the federal level. In the new Trump administration, we've seen a 180. The scale has tipped significantly towards business. Let's deregulate. Let's make it easier to drill for oil.
This year's Earth Day theme is Our Power, Our Planet, as environmentalists promote renewable energy. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Thanks, Steve. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here this morning, straight ahead. Also, a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
Toots.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll see isolated showers and storms with partly sunny skies, a high of 79. A low around 57 tonight and mostly cloudy. Then for Wednesday, isolated showers and storms back in the forecast. Mostly sunny as we reach a high of 82. Passing clouds forecast into Wednesday night with a low around 60. Showers and storms likely Thursday with a high of 81. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 57 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. We've already had a couple of accidents that have slowed traffic down just a bit at times. Coming up through Antioch, just give yourself extra time coming in from Murfreesboro towards Nashville up through Antioch on 24 going westbound. It's already crowded over here on I-40 westbound at Donaldson Pike. All that traffic around the airport, 65 running slow northbound up through Williamson County there, especially in the Spring Hill area. Hey, if you recently suffered some hail or storm damage to your roof and it's starting to leak, call Independent Roofing Specialist IRSRoofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS.
Listen to us anywhere. News Radio WGNS is Rutherford County's place to talk. 100.5, 101.9, 1450. Online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold.
If they were looking for intelligent life, I don't think they'd come here.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome into the Wake Up Crew. It's Brian and John here with you this morning.
I'm leaving.
Why? Just because I played the ranch?
The ranch, you always play it on your hour. I never get it on the 6 o'clock hour.
You don't want it.
There's a prejudice on this show that needs to be acknowledged, and I'm doing it right now.
I always play the lawman in your hour.
That's because you don't like the lawman.
It's not that I don't like it. I know it's one of your favorites,
yeah.
And this is my favorite. So
I can't ever hear it on my hour?
I'll play it tomorrow.
I'm thinking about taking over both hours. I'm going to pick it and take over the 7 o'clock hour, too.
So you said one time when I played it, I don't want that in my hour.
What if the ratings go up? What I'm doing both hours? Ooh, or what if they go down? I'll be fired. Ooh, tough question to consider. What should I do?
I have started my 41st watch through of The Ranch. I'm close to the end of season one. But
you know what's frightening when you get an email from Danny Brewer at 6 o'clock in the morning?
You got 7 one? O'clock.
Got one, yeah.
What's he want to know?
He's going to win the Kentucky Derby, and it's a picture of him. And
oh.
Yeah, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Ugh. That's what you want to see this hour?
Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Wake you up.
What were you saying? You were saying something about what?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were saying
something. I got one, too.
Yeah, I thought you would.
Let's see. How about a song of the day?
No.
Today's Earth Day, and this song kind of ties into Earth Day. That's what ChatGPT kind of did this week. I don't know if I'm a fan or not.
I'm beginning to think you're going way over the top.
Well, I'm just trying to add variety and help.
It's been fine so far. Have anything against it.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good song. It's from John Mayer.
Does it make your job easier?
That's what I was looking for, actually.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
No, I had to put too much information. I think I need an idea.
Oh, okay.
And then let it pick the songs from an idea. You know, last week, Tax Day, Uncle Sam's playlist, that was pretty cool. But this week,
I'll be glad to help you with ideas on it if you want me to.
Okay, well, yeah. Why don't you do that?
I can't think of anything right now.
Yeah, of course.
I'll come up with something.
That's Waiting on the World to Change, John Mayer. So Earth Day is today, but the Earth Day on the Square, as Rutherford County celebrates, is on Saturday. Episode 1641, it's a Tuesday, so that means it's Taco Tuesday as well. John, New Stores in Murfreesboro is a Facebook page. Pretty interesting stuff that's on there. So I thought we would talk about some of those that have happened in the last few months. The Playa Bowls on South Church Street. That's over where Cava and Chipotle is. Have you been to that one?
I have not. We have one on Church Street.
Well, that's the one I'm talking about. Yeah,
I have not been there, no.
Yeah. Cava's about the same thing, though, isn't it?
What? Cava and who?
Well, the Playa Bowls as
I
whatever.
I think it's
bowls
coffee. Coffee, too. I'm not really sure.
Cava is coffee?
I'm not really sure. I don't know.
I thought you had been to that one, but not. You've just been to that Chipotle.
Yes.
Okay.
there's the Nectar Juice Bar. Nectar Juice Bar on Westlawn Pavilion over on Westlawn Boulevard. That's a new one. We finally know where the In-N-Out's going to be. It's under construction on Medical Center.
Oh, Medical Center Parkway?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a 38, almost 3,900 square foot restaurant out there. A lot of people are very excited about that.
Going to have to make that a six-lane road down through Medical Center Parkway.
You know, and they're doing – I don't remember a time when it hasn't been under construction and adding more lanes out there. It's nuts.
I mean, it's crazy. And I guess you'll turn off and go to In-N-Out, I guess. Is it right off Medical Center, or is it like in the back there somewhere?
I think you're going to have to – it's close to Whataburger,
yeah,
where they're building,
okay.
I think.
Yeah. Wow, that's
– yeah, a little competition. Have you been to the Panera on South Church?
I have, yes.
What do you get from Panera?
I get a bagel usually. That's what I usually get.
Is it a fruity bagel, or is it or the cinnamon crunch, or
cinnamon crunch? If okay. I get one, yeah. Sometimes I go to Asiago.
Man,
thing, and, you know,
that's my favorite.
Their bagels are really good, and the Burrow bagel. They've got good bagels. Mm-hmm. So,
I think they're a limited time, but you could get on the Asiago bagel. Two different kinds of chicken sandwich.
If you're looking at calorie counting, you don't really need to go get a bagel. But
I know.
Cinnamon is like 600 calories or something like that. But
well, caught my house on fire almost.
You can get a 300 calorie bagel, 250.
I think I told you about that, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
In my toaster, the part of that crunch part, the sugar, came off into the bottom of the toaster. And then the next time I used the toaster, it caught fire. Shoe Station in Stones River Mall. That's a new store.
That's taken Shoe Carnival's place.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's maybe the merged companies or something.
Maybe.
I don't know how all of that went. House Sense is coming to the Avenue in May in the old Bed Bath & Beyond location.
What's it called?
House Sense.
Okay. It'll be similar then, I guess, a little bit.
Company assigned a lease. House Sense and Marshalls are kind of the same, I think. And TJ Maxx, Home Goods, that kind of thing. So I think it's very similar. Let's see. What else? Crustaceans Seafood, coming to South Church Street by the end of April, where Sauce was.
Oh, okay. Sauce is no longer.
Nope.
Wow.
Sauce is no longer.
Sauce was a good place.
I liked it too.
Yeah.
Went a couple of times. But Crustaceans Seafood, boiled lobster tail, castaway platter. So we need a good seafood restaurant in town.
Mm-hmm,
we
do.
Don't really have one.
Well, you've got Bonefish Grill.
Well, true.
But it's, you know, it's a little swanky maybe.
I think
for
of
some
them
people.
Kind of other things. Rutherford Boulevard is getting a Jersey Mike's, opening up fairly soon. And, of course, Trader Joe's. I haven't been.
I've been by. I didn't go in. It was packed. It was crazy.
I know one of my Facebook friends, they've been like six times.
Wow.
Taking different people that haven't been before. Melissa went. I hear cookie butter is one of their big things.
Hmm.
But I don't
it's
know.
Butter?
It looks like peanut butter, but it's cookie butter. It's really sweet.
Ooh.
So, anyway. Okay, more Taco Tuesday straight ahead.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
In the NBA playoffs, the Clippers are tied at a game apiece in their first-round series after winning at Denver 105-102. Kawhi Leonard scored 39 points. He started 12 of 13 shooting from the floor. Earlier, Detroit evened its first-rounder at a game apiece, winning at New York 100-94. 33 points for Cade Cunningham. For the Pistons franchise, this is their first playoff victory since 2008. In the NHL postseason, home overtime wins for Dallas Dallas and Washington. Narrow victories for Winnipeg and L.A. The Kings opened their first-round series with a wild 6-5 win over Edmonton on a goal in the final minute. Seattle fired coach Dan Bylsma after one season. The Philadelphia Eagles gave Pro Bowl center Cam Jurgens a 4-year extension. And in baseball, the Mets won their fifth straight 5-4 over Philadelphia. Atlanta sent St. Louis to a fifth straight loss 7-6.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. So not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too and get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Maybe you've got dark spots, acne, rosacea, even wrinkles. We can now treat.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works. We hear a lot people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Franch's is not only a place to go to find help for mental, emotional, and behavioral issues. Franch's Wellness is here to provide help in losing weight and in medication management. Franch's believes in body, soul, and spirit, ministry, and care for the whole individual. Franch's, the place to turn to find hope and healing in the midst of a hurting and sometimes difficult world. Go to branchescounselingcenter.com or 615-904-7170.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:22. It's the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS on a Taco Tuesday. It is Taco Tuesday, and John and I were just kind of talking during the break there about all the different restaurants that are on Medical Center Parkway. I mean, just a tremendous amount. And one of them I recently went to, Dalton and Megan, after church last, well, it was two Sundays ago, not this past Easter Sunday, went to Tzatziki's Mediterranean Cafe. Do you know where the Oaks is?
Uh-huh.
Julia's Bakery. There's a new little strip that's got several restaurants
in
it.
Yeah, I've seen that place.
Really, really good. We had a dessert, and not dessert, an appetizer. It kind of tasted like dessert, but it was the pita bread, and it was whipped feta. It was, I'm not a huge fan of feta, but it was good. It was the whipped feta, so it was creamy and smooth, and they put honey in the middle of it, so it was kind of sweet. It was really, really good. I had a fish sandwich from there, and it was awesome. I think Dalton had a gyro and thought it was good. And right beside of it is Maple Street Biscuit Company, and I liked it, but I haven't been back in a while. That's the thing. There are so many things to choose from. I don't know how all of these different places make it because there are so many. I have not eaten in the Firebird's wood-fired grill, but I've been by there. It's a little pricey for me.
I went to the Wabashi. What is that the name of it? Across from Kohl's Hibachi grill thing. It was really good.
Yeah.
A couple Sundays ago. But again, then some of these places are in little tiny little places, and
uh-huh.
You wouldn't know about them if you didn't. Location, I guess, is everything,
Must be, because What I did was restaurants in Murfreesboro on Medical Center, and it's pulled up this map here of all the different restaurants. You've got a Cava out there near the Firebirds.
Well, there's places we used to go to that we don't go to anymore because there's so many new ones. You know, Blaze Pizza was
right.
We used to go there a lot.
Let's see. Goodness Gracious.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been in there since they moved into there, but their food's really good from what I understand. You've got Love Sushi, which we've been to before. You keep going down Medical Center, and then you've got the Red Robin and First Watch and Brothers Ramen and Carrabba's. Forget about Carrabba's.
I haven't been there. I got sick there once, but it wasn't because of the restaurant. I just had a stomach bug, and so I have bad memories of that. Although I think it was the olive oil. They use a lot of olive oil, and my stomach doesn't. But the food's delicious in there.
You've got the Chop House and Bonefish Grill all right there. Cajun Steamer. Have you been to the Cajun Steamer?
No, I have not.
Pretty good if you like Cajun food. West 22 Taco. Dalton talks about that one a lot. Big Daddy's Burger Bar. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. This is just all down Medical Center. Got the McAllister's and across the street Mission Barbecue and the Indian Grill, Blaze Pizza, Core Life. And you keep on rolling. Raising Cane's, Culver's, BJ's Brew House, Buffalo Wild Wings. Then you've got the Firebird's Wood-Fired Grill. Behind it, Drake's. Drake's is one of my favorites. Mimi's Cafe. I've had some good stuff at Mimi's before. I really kind of like that, it.
That's a place. Yeah, that's a place I forget about too. And it's good stuff too.
Got a Nukes, Mac and Stacks. I haven't been there. Bar Louie. The Chili's out there, and not that I don't like. I like Chili's a lot, but if I'm going to Chili's, it's usually the one on Broad.
Yeah, I go to Metro Diner a lot too. I like it, and a lot of people don't, but I like their chicken and waffles and stuff. So
you've got the Longhorn, Whataburger, Boomba's, Kraft Pizza and Tap House, Chicken Salad Chick. I mean, we're just going down Medical Center.
Let's not forget Crumbles Cookies.
Cookies. That's right in there. McDonald's, Jonathan's Grill.
Yeah. Jonathan's Grill's got a big variety, too.
Mm-hmm. Got the Dunkin', Rock and Roll Sushi. You don't like sushi, do you, very much?
Mm-hmm.
Penn Station. Forget about that Penn Station out there.
New Mexican restaurant opened up on Medical Center, too.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the one that I mentioned before or if it's Las Trojas Cantina, but Einstein Brothers Bagel. Hangry Joe's, Hot Wings,
Einstein Brothers Bagel. Where is that at?
I think that's in the Exxon Busy Mart.
Oh, okay.
I think you can get your bagels in there. And that just takes us to Fortress.
Busy Mart's like a little restaurant itself, isn't it? I mean,
that's why
they have tables in there, I think.
Got the bagel place. So we have gone from near Thompson Lane all the way to Fortress, and all of those in this whole thing, we mentioned restaurants that are through there.
Yeah, and that doesn't include the ones that are already there that have been there for years.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so, crazy.
It's really wild how big that is out there. So, more Taco Tuesday and your snack food report in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday"? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. And when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side. And there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Sometimes as we get older, we seem to disappear from society.
If you want to live in an atmosphere where people care about you and they work to make sure that you are happy, when you walk into the Villages of Murfreesboro, you sense a happy place, I think.
This is Shanda McDaniel at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come see us, the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the Avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Now you can watch some of your favorite radio shows. Try Big G TV. Subscribe for free on YouTube at News Radio WGNS and WGNS Radio on Facebook and X. Local content that matters to Rutherford County.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Moving along here on a Tuesday morning. It's Earth Day, April 22nd, episode 1641 of The Wake Up Crew.
And happy birthday today to George Pope, Dale Taylor, Grace Williver, and Kathy Daniel. Now, that's four names. We can have time to get a lot more in there, Brian.
Yes, indeed. Now, some of you have called or text already this morning, and we've got those names. Working on it right now. Scott's busy as a beaver. But this is kind of our deadline. We have to have, you know, this is the cutoff so we can get all the names collected. So that's this time right now. But if you call or text in a hurry, we'll get your name on and celebrate a birthday or an anniversary with them this morning.
The Murfreesboro Special Census takes just 2 minutes and brings millions in funding to the city. Fill out a mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. Firefighters are also knocking on doors to help Murfreesboro grow. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Traffic, weather, and news straight up.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll see isolated showers and storms with partly sunny skies, a high of 79. A low around 57 tonight and mostly cloudy. Then for Wednesday, isolated showers and storms back in the forecast. Mostly sunny as we reach a high of 82. Passing clouds forecast into Wednesday night with a low around 60. Showers and storms likely Thursday with a high of 81. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 57 degrees.
Good morning. It's gotten a little bit heavier in the last few minutes. Right on schedule, actually, for this time of the morning. 24 westbound at Sam Ridley. All that traffic coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, trying to get into Davidson County. It's still running slow down in Spring Hill on 65 going northbound. All that traffic flow making its way up from Murray County. It's starting to get a little bit heavier. 65 south, working your way down through the Madison area. Hey, when you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, there's only one name to call, and that's STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Scam calls are once again targeting Rutherford County residents, prompting a fresh warning from the Sheriff's Office. This time, scammers are impersonating law enforcement by spoofing the number 615-208-3130 and falsely claiming it to be Lieutenant Michael Carman, a name that holds zero ties to the department. These calls are made more convincing by mimicking the Sheriff's Office's actual voicemail system, typically heard at 615-898-7777. Authorities emphasize that the real Sheriff's Office does not request money over the phone, and any such call should be treated as fraudulent and deleted. Murfreesboro and surrounding communities are urged to remain vigilant as the scam continues to circulate. While residents in Rutherford County are staying alert for scams, they may also be feeling the impact of broader economic concerns, particularly the rising cost of rent. A new WalletHub study evaluated affordability across 182 U.S. cities and found that Tennessee's major cities did not fare well. Memphis ranked 153rd in the least affordable in the state, followed by Knoxville at 152 and Nashville at 102. Although Murfreesboro and Smyrna weren't individually ranked, residents here are not immune to similar financial pressure, with rent prices climbing more than 50% over the past decade and wages lagging behind. Experts suggest cost-saving strategies like choosing simpler accommodations, seeking roommates, and finding units with included utilities. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick and digestible format, but more than just the headlines, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast wherever you already listen. I'm Dalton Barrett with WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to ensure that everyone is counted in the special census. Every resident means more funding for roads, schools, and emergency services, up to $3.5 million more each year. So don't wait. Fill out the mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com. Every name matters, including yours. Help us help Murfreesboro. Fill out your special census form today. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35, Tuesday morning. It's the 22nd of April, and guess what? Guess what? It's Taco Tuesday Part 2.
It's Taco Tuesday.
We need to thank David Limbaugh this morning for introducing us to the PB&J Reese's. Last week.
Yeah. I'd never had one.
Now, this was the strawberry PB&J. I think they've got grape and strawberry.
He found them at Kroger's. I haven't been able to find them yet, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was all excited. I know that they were there. I saw them at Walmart, and I thought, I'm going to get these. We're going to do a taste test on the Wake Up Crew. And at Walmart, they had the wrong ones in the bin, and I just reached down and picked them up, and they were the chocolate lava cake. So I didn't eat them, but Heather sure enjoyed them. I don't like that much chocolate. But your review of the PB&J strawberry.
Good. Not anything that I would just go search for, but Didn't quite have as much strawberry flavor in it or the jelly flavor part.
So
the mixture is still, it's kind of mixed in. It's not like you got with some jelly, you know.
Like it's real jelly.
Yeah, right.
So that's kind of what I had in my brain that it would be. But it was really, the strawberry was the consistency of the Reese's peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little thicker.
Right.
But it did have that taste.
Yeah, it did have the taste. I will say that.
Now someone who
we had a small one. It wasn't one that we could take 3 or 4 bites, you know.
So one person who was there said that they had tried the grape and liked the strawberry that they hadn't had. They liked it better than the grape.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would be opposite of that personally, but I like grape better. But it may not be as good. May not taste as good.
Well, you're pretty picky about your peanut butter and stuff. So,
oh, wow.
I don't know whether that's, you know, something that we can really go by that, you know, it's grapes better. I mean...
Okay.
So, I mean, you just like the flavor grape.
I do.
But it might be disappointing.
It might be. I'm scared to try it.
No, don't be scared. Go for it.
But I probably will.
You didn't try the lava cake. You might have liked it. You don't know.
I had a bite of a lava cake before.
Oh, you just didn't care for it?
Nah, too much chocolate for me. I want to taste the peanut butter.
You don't like chocolate?
It was more like a hint of peanut butter with all chocolate.
Oh.
To me. My favorite out of all of those is the one that has potato chips in them, and I don't even know if they're still out.
I doubt they are, really. I haven't seen them in a while.
Sad day. Sad day. Well, let's get to some snack foods.
Now, it's the Snack Food Report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
Well, some excitement. McDonald's bringing back the McCrispy Snack Wrap. Says coming in, it says the date on it says 0x14 2025, so I don't know what month it is, but apparently they're coming back, and the McCrispy chicken tenders, so that'll be good.
Is that a burrito wrap, or what is that snack wrap?
Yeah, the snack wrap. Okay. It's in a tortilla with
kind of like Burger King has?
Yes.
Okay.
The ones at Burger King are really good.
Yeah, they are good.
But to there, it's always when I go get them, it's like, can you pull forward?
You know what? Well, never mind. I'll wait. You are so...
Well, you have to wait. Anyway, Subway Footlong Cookies, the Subway Cookie Club, the Mexi Cali, the Monster, and the Great Pickle. So those are some of the cookies, big cookies that are coming.
Pickle cookie?
Yeah. I don't know what that's all about. Well, that's interesting. These are Chick-fil-A hacks. I'm using Dalton Source, and I don't know how he puts all those together. We talked about the new ways to Frosty at Wendy's. I think he mentioned all the different availabilities. Mountain Dew, Baja Midnight. Here's some drinks that are out. Carbo Citrus Baja Mountain Dew. 7-Up, Watermelon and Strawberry in Zero Sugar as well. Sprite plus tea. That's going to be interesting.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm a fan of that. And that's a quick snack food report for you.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Trevor at Bell Jewelers. If you're looking for a new watch, we have Longines and Seiko. And then in the pre-owned market, we have pre-owned Rolexes and Tag. You can keep up to date with that on our Instagram and TikTok. If you're trying to sell your pre-owned Rolex, bring it by to Bell Jewelers and we'll give you an offer for it. And if you're looking for a pre-owned Datejust, a Mariner or GMT, come to buy Bell Jewelers. We have those items here in store right now. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots.
Participating in Murfreesboro Special Census could help bring more funding to our city. $175 per resident per year. Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
Those dollars shared with us will greatly benefit our community, build roads, maintain parks, improve public safety, and much more.
It's fast and easy. Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up the Wake Up Crew here on this Tuesday morning. Hope you've enjoyed our April 22nd edition. It's show number 1641, by the way, so glad you've been along with us. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and boy, are they excited, because this is the weekend for Earth Day. It's the 24th annual Earth Day celebration, and MTE has been, since the beginning, the primary sponsor and organizer of this. I guess it was Murfreesboro Electric, but then well, it's all Middle Tennessee Electric. They kind of continued that, which is good because it's a great event. Kids are going to enjoy it. They've got lots of things for them. The adults going to get some free food, so it's always good. You can learn a lot about from the Energy Hub trailer, interactive energy efficiency displays. They've got it all on the square. This Saturday, 10 to 2, rcearthday.com for more information. Our good neighbor of the day today is the one and only Charlotte P. Charlotte is today's good neighbor. Someone wrote in, probably from the school or affiliated somehow, because it says, want to have Charlotte as the good neighbor of the day for the help that she gives to so many at Oakland on and off the field. She's the softball coach there. And an A-plus math teacher. So, Charlotte, congratulations on being the good neighbor of the day. From Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS, our good neighbor today, Charlotte P.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
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 To Today's dad joke, submitted by Rob Mitchell, presented by Brian Barrett.
Oh, no. You're not. No. No.
I'm presenting
you're
it.
You're trying to take credit for some of it.
Oh, no. No, no.
No, no. It's Rob Mitchell's joke. Let's hear it.
Presented by... You know, a guy goes into the doctor and he has a carrot stuck in his nose, a stalk of celery in his right ear, asparagus in his left ear. The doctor just looks at him and says, I don't think you're eating right.
Replay.
It's a five. A big five.
Rob, your jokes are amazing.
Yeah, they are. Your jokes are amazing. Let me say it like I mean it. Your jokes are amazing.
Oh, that's
no, don't tendon. Write that down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got to.
Oh, yeah. You put it on yours. It'll be false. Yeah.
What have we learned on the Wake Up Crew today?
Well, we know what kind of person you are.
Yes.
What's
yes.
that?
Well, you steal stuff and you take credit for things that aren't
yours. I was not taking credit for
presented
the joke.
By Brian Barrett. Wow. Can't let anybody have anything.
Well, I'm going to let you do the next one that's submitted then.
Okay.
And it will be presented by John Dinkins.
No, I won't say that. I won't say that.
Well, that's what happened.
No. Okay. Harry Potter series coming to HBO. Space flight. We talked about the women on the space flight.
Are you excited about Harry Potter coming back?
No. I don't care anything about Harry Potter. New restaurants in town, and you listed probably 50 in a five-minute span.
Well, We just went down Medical Center Parkway, pulled up the map, and showed the restaurants, and there are just so many. There's some I haven't been to. I'm sure same for you.
I only go to the restaurants that Dalton recommends.
Mm. Do you like Greek food,
no.
like gyros and stuff?
Yeah, it's okay. All
well,
right.
You might want to try tzatziki's. It's not bad.
I don't. Just because y'all go there, that makes me kind of go, well, that's weird.
Just because we
y'all,
went?
Y'all go to the weirdest places sometimes, but I imagine that is good. I've seen that. Yeah. The Mediterranean Cafe, isn't it? Is that
mm-hmm.
what it is? Yeah. It's nice, swanky, a little bit. I mean, it's nice.
It's a nice place. Inside.
Yeah. Let's see. We talked about, you had a snack food report, kind of so-so.
Well, there wasn't a whole lot on there.
It wasn't great. It seemed like it was a copy of what Dalton did last week. I don't know. This, you know.
Well, I can't help it if there's not new snack food.